Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extravafesta Saifathon. The annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming straight at you. A lot of ways to get at us. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, tons of things to talk about in the sports world. You and I love talking football. We love talking baseball. We love talking hockey. We love talking tennis. We love talking golf. You name it, we got you covered. But tons and tons of things I want to talk to you about in the NFL. Most of them are going to be probably about quarterbacks and things like that. But at the end of the day, brother, I think we love this time of the year, don't we?
Oh, we absolutely love this time of the year. I mean, we got the pros going, training camps. We got cuts coming on, you know, the 53-man roster has to be set on Tuesday. And we got college football getting geared up and fired up. And so it's a good time of the year for people like you and me.
Yep, it's a good time of the year, my friend. And obviously, we've got NFL football right around the corner. We've got college football starting. It's all here. We got to take a break. Keep it close. We're getting warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The pandemic's reminded us we live in a sea of airborne germs that can assault us with every breath. Your nose is the body's first line of defense by helping filter out allergens, bacteria, and viruses before they reach your lungs. But like any air filter, the more clogged up it gets, the less it works. So how do you clean your nose? I'm Martin Hoke, and I didn't invent nasal irrigation. The neti pot's been around thousands of years. But I did invent Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. Navage uses powered suction to flush out mucus and germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you sick. Over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage has over 70,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars because it works and it's easy to use. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Now available with eucalyptus for a spa-like experience. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. A lot to talk about here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, we've already had the discussion a little bit about Mac Jones and potentially what could happen there with Cam Newton. I want to keep the conversation going. And let's go to Chicago, where I know that they're going to have Andy Dalton be the starter. But Justin Fields, we know that this kid wants to get out on that field and perform. And I think it's only a matter of time, once again, in this situation, where Andy Dalton and his time are right now, I guess, for the Chicago Bears. But maybe next week or 5 weeks from now, it'll be Justin Fields' time in Chicago when the Bears are disastrous and not playing good football. So what would you do with Justin Fields, and how would you bring him along?
Well, if it that's a good question. If it's me, I'm starting with Dalton. Okay, he's not a scrub. Is he a top tier quarterback? No, but he certainly has plenty of starting experience. He has plenty of leading groups of men in the NFL, and there's still some rawness to Justin Fields' game that I think he would benefit if he started on the – if the start of his NFL career started on the bench with him holding the clipboard. Now, with that being said, I think around week 6, 7, or 8, somewhere in that area is where we see – is where we see Fields get a starting opportunity because, let's face it – the Bears and everybody else in that division are chasing the Packers. The Packers are the best team by far in that division, hands down. So you have to ask yourself, kind of like what the Patriots are going to have to ask themselves, who's the next best team? How do we maybe – do we squeeze into the playoffs with an Andy Dalton or Justin Fields or a combo of the two? you know, do we want to just have this as a rebuild year and then just come in full throttle with Justin Fields next year? You know, what do the Bears really want to do long term? But I think in the short term, they're going to go with Dalton. And at some point mid-season or maybe a little bit before mid-season, I believe Justin Fields comes in and becomes the starter.
Yeah, I mean, again, time, you know, time and place. I guess that's the way to put this. And, you know, you look at their schedule in the beginning of the year, and you don't want to throw them to the wolves, I guess, you know, lack of better words, you don't want to throw them to the wolves and have his confidence just so rattled and shaken that he doesn't have any confidence all season long. This is a tough balancing act, man. How to go about this if you're a head coach in this league. And that's going to lead me to my next spot, where New Orleans, Jameis obviously got the nod. I'm not surprised, to be quite honest with you. He's a better passer of the ball. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a better passer of the ball. Does he throw the ball to the defense a lot? Sure, but. He's just a better passer of the ball than Taysom Hill. This isn't rocket science, man.
No, this is not rocket science. It didn't shock me that famous Jameis has got the starting nod at all. I agree with you. Yeah, he throws a lot of balls to the opposition, but he throws the ball better. Taysom Hill, to me, he's not your quarterback. Like, he's not really a quarterback. He's a gadget guy. Like, you can put him at quarterback. Hell, he could probably punt the ball. Taysom is, you know, you put him in the slot, in the backfield. He's your gadget guy, but he's not your quarterback.
He's a Swiss Army knife, right?
There you go, Swiss Army knife. That's a good way to put it. But, you know, for right now, Jameis, in my opinion, is the best option there. And, you know, it didn't matter who they went with, really, because either one would be replacing a first ballot Hall of Famer.
We've talked about this before, and at the end of the day, I think that the problem that they have in San Francisco is a great problem to have. You think you got this guy who can lead you in the future, but yet you have this guy who has already done so in the present. And when he's healthy, he's as good as just about anybody else in the league, let's be honest. But that's a major concern. You know, I'm going to go out and say something kind of crazy here right now. Maybe, just maybe, if there's ever been an opportunity where you could have two quarterbacks and function with two quarterbacks, like, I'm not even joking right now, coming off the top of my head, but this might be the perfect situation, the perfect scenario where you could actually have two quarterbacks and it could work out with Trey Lance and Jimmy G. What say you?
Oh, yeah. This is the perfect storm for the San Francisco 49ers. Look, you know, I said it last week. Jimmy G was, what, 10 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. Okay, so he knows how to run that offense. He knows what Shanahan wants to do. The only downside to Jimmy G is that he gets hurt. You know, he can be a guy that, you know, is out from week to week, or, you know, he had that one injury where he was out basically the whole year. So there's an injury thing with him, but he's not a scrub. He certainly, I think he's probably a top 12 quarterback in the league, top 15, top half of the NFL. And then, you know, when you have the young rookie there, who by all accounts, you know, you watch him play a little bit. Yeah, he looks like he belongs. But at the same time, he hasn't played a lot of football in the past year and a half, a couple years. You know, he only started 1 year at North Dakota State. So there's some experience. There's just the thing with him is just reps, you know, and getting the speed of the game, or he picks up the speed of the game. I think long-term he's going to be the guy, you know, Trey Lance will be the guy, but for right now, yeah, you rock and roll with Jimmy G. That's a no brainer.
Yeah, no, I mean, to me, it's the same way. With all these quarterback situations, where there's a little bit of indecision as to who should be the number one,
right?
Which situation would be the best? Like, in your opinion, like, for instance, like what I mean is, which one of these problems would you like to have?
That is a good question. I'd really like to have the San Francisco 49er problem.
Me too.
You know, yeah. I think out of all of them, that's the one you go with. But you know, look, I mean, we haven't even talked about Zach Wilson yet. We know that he's probably the guy in New York. For how long is he going to be the guy? And, you know, what New York has around him is not the greatest. And the offensive line can be, you know, spotty from time to time. So, you know, Zach has his stuff cut out for him in New York.
But to your point, okay, so do you have any idea who some of the other quarterbacks are on the New York Jets roster? Do you have any clue? Seriously.
I have no clue right now.
Right, I figured, and that makes a lot of sense because they're guys that are they're no names, you know.
Right,
Josh Johnson, James
Who?
Morgan, Mike White. Like, of course you don't know any of these guys, right? Like, so yes, this is absolutely his job to lose. Zach Wilson, and he's not going to lose it. That's the whole point.
Right.
I think the question with him though. This would be my question is, what are your real expectations for a guy like Zach Wilson? Because he is the guy, and he's being thrown to the wolves. This is a case where a guy is getting thrown to the wolves, right? So what are your true expectations for a Zach Wilson when, quite frankly, we know he's dealing with limited talent on both sides of the field? What are your expectations for this kid?
Well, one of my expectations would be I'm hoping that he stays healthy. Because if he doesn't, I mean, it gets even worse for the Jets because of the garbage sack that's behind him, you know, or, you know, the backups behind him. So, you know, my expectations would be, look, show us progress from week to week. You know, you show us how you can throw you're improving your deep ball or your understanding of the offense and your leadership in the huddle, your leadership in the quarterback room, your leadership on the field when things get tough. That would be expectations for me with Zach Wilson. If I see those things and if I see progress, if I'm a Jet fan, I'm going to feel better about it. Am I going to feel good about maybe the team record? Absolutely not. But once again, everybody in that division is chasing Buffalo. So, you know, the Jets have no shot at making the playoffs, but they have a shot at showing their fans that they can develop and get better from week to week.
Three wins, brother. That's what I see.
Yep.
Maybe three wins. That's a pretty bad football team all around. All right, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll continue the conversation about the NFL on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
First and goal for Cleveland. It's a keeper. Baker Mayfield emerges through the crowd and he's in. Touchdown. The Browns get the score. Mayfield calls his own number and it's 6-0 Cleveland.
Second and 10. Adams, 13 targets, 9 catches. Graham, touchdown, Green Bay.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Your thoughts and opinions, they're absolutely encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. So we've been talking a lot about the young quarterbacks and things along those lines about, like, what we need to do and who's going to do what and how they're going to bring them along. Well, let's shift gears a little bit, man. Let's talk about some of those studs. Let's talk about some of those guys that we know are going to be there. And then let's talk about our expectations for those guys. So Tom Brady, the guy's like 55 years old right now. He's almost as old as how many Super Bowls we're going through. I'm obviously joking a little bit, but not totally.
Not really.
And at the end of the day, we know what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bring to the table. They bring back 22 guys that were on that football field for them last year. And I think that's obviously a pretty good sign for them. The Green Bay Packers, they bring back Aaron Rodgers, even though in the offseason, all kinds of conversation about leaving and not wanting to come back to Green Bay. Well, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Looking at teams like Buffalo with Josh Allen, who this guy's an up-and-comer in this game, we know that, made his mark last year, and I think he'll continue to make his mark. The Baltimore Ravens, they should be a team that should be someone to be reckoned with what they did. They went out and got some wide receiver help for Lamar. I think that should be significant. What goes on with the Tennessee Titans and the things that they've built? I could keep this going. You know, Arizona, there's a lot of high hopes here for what Kyler Murray can do. So with some of the teams that actually have some expectations, what are your expectations?
My expectations, if you're talking from an analyst standpoint, I want to see how these teams are going to challenge Tampa Bay. You mentioned that Tampa Bay brings back 22 guys. Okay. They're going to try and run this back. They have the personnel to do it. They absolutely have the quarterback to run this back again. I want to see these teams in the NFC try and step up and try and beat Brady. You know, not that I'm rooting for Brady to lose. I mean, I kind of am, but, you know, that's a discussion for another day. But you have to take a look at, you know, the teams that everybody considers the threat to Tampa Bay. Are they really a threat? They're gonna show, you know, Tampa Bay and Brady that they have to be, you know, worried about a team like your team, like the Green Bay Packers, or, you know, a team in the AFC. I mean, look, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, everybody's kind of chasing them down, but then they got their stuff handed to them in the Super Bowl. How does KC come back from a disappointing performance in the Super Bowl, you know, and return to Super Bowl form? So, you know, and then, you know, we were talking about all these rookie quarterbacks, and then, you know, you got all these veteran guys. How does Big Ben come back? He's finally in shape. He's not a pudgy 6'6", 260-pound quarterback, you know, this year. How does he come back? How does Pittsburgh respond to finishing the season the way they did? Arizona, I'm telling you, like, everybody, you know it, Dorf, everybody down here in the Valley of the Sun has high expectations for him. I just think it's going to be a lot more of the same thing that we typically see from the Arizona Cardinals here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's what I love about the NFL season. Here's what I love about any season, to be honest with you, right? Hope, optimism, dreams. You think your team is the best until they're not the best, that kind of thing. So, look, at the end of the day, I think what this does is it brings people together. You talked about bringing men together on a football field, right? Well, this brings fans together from all parts of the world, all parts, man. Like, you know, you just don't see this kind of stuff. And it's really cool. There's two things that I think bring people together majorly, and that would be sports and that would be music. So I'm excited that people are going to get the opportunity to go out there and cheer for their teams and see what they can bring to the table. And I'm excited to see what the Cleveland Browns can do. Like,
right.
Because they fell a little short of the expectations, right? You've mentioned everybody when you were talking about, like, hey, they did this, that, or the other and fell short. You forgot to mention the Green Bay Packers, bro. Like, how do they respond from the fact of Aaron Rodgers and all that nonsense in the offseason to what happened on the football field against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And then how do they come back? Like, you know, to a certain degree, what I love about sports is everybody, you have to come back. But it's how you come back. To me, that's what separates the teams that are great or the individuals that are great from people that are just good or average, because they have that ability that even though they had their heart broken, they can still come back and they can get just as fired up, if not more fired up, and have that goal in mind. And you know what? Then they can achieve that goal because of the failure that they had before.
Right. No, I mean, I know I mentioned Tampa Bay and or not Tampa Bay, but Green Bay, the other Bay, the Northern Bay, and how they respond to finishing kind of a runner up in their own conference, you know, and you're exactly right. How do they handle the whole Aaron Rodgers thing? Because as much as, you know, they want to go, oh, it's not going to be an issue. Yeah, it's going to be an issue. It's been an issue all off season. Aaron's made it an issue. Aaron's done the press conferences. Okay. I like Aaron, but he handled this completely, completely wrong in terms of a PR thing for himself and the team. But, you know, look, there's one team that's left smiling at the end of the year. And last year it was Tampa Bay. That's who you're chasing. How do you respond? How do you get to where Tampa Bay is? What kind of work ethic you want to put in? You know, I mean, there's a ton of questions. And, you know, I think the NFL does a very good job in kind of keeping the conversation going about, you know, teams, the league, who's the up and comers, who has to maintain, you know, whatever they have to do. So it's going to be your typical NFL season. Lots of questions, maybe not as many answers, but you have to let it play out in the end.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the way any and every season goes for any and every all sports.
Right.
Injuries take place, you know. Obviously, we don't want those, but they're part of every game. So, yeah, that'll play a factor. At the end of the day, health is paramount in all of these sports. You know, we saw it in the NBA, right? I mean, the Phoenix Suns, the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, credit to them, kudos to them. But it's one of those interesting years where, you know, a lot of the stars weren't playing. But that's not really ever the case in the NFL when you really think about it. However, I think you bring up a good point. And we're going to visit this one more time now. You know, as you see the COVID situation keep rearing its ugly head, right? And we know the situation for teams. If you are a person that has not been vaccinated, you get COVID, you wind up hurting your football team. So, can you tell me in one way or another how in the world this actually gets figured out? And I want you to think about it during the break, because there's going to be problems. We know that. But at the end of the day, we need to keep pushing through as well. So how it all gets handled, very interesting. Keep it close. We'll discuss this on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Howard, touchdown.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson. As we went to a break there, we were talking about a lot of different things with the NFL, and I left you with the COVID thought. So how does that play a factor and a role in decision-making for players, teams, organizations, everybody? And ultimately, how do you see this all playing out?
I think the COVID thing is just, I don't understand. I don't get the mentality, and we've talked about this before, that some players have about not getting vaccinated, when to me it's clear you don't get vaccinated. You get vaccinated. Does it 100% protect you about from getting it? No, but it protects. It decreases the chance of you getting it, decreases the chance of you dying from it, decreases the chances of you, spreading it to other people. The disinformation that goes around with this vaccine is on a level that is just stunning to me. I don't understand why people think this is some stamp, kind of thing on their rights or anything like that. And that includes these NFL players that say, I don't want to get vaccinated. I don't trust the vaccine. So, I just want to say to them, so you don't trust these people that have been doing this all their life, kind of deal. I think the NFL has put protocols in place where it's very clear. You need to do this. You don't do this, we're going to hit you in the pocketbook. And when you start hitting players in the pocketbook, they pay attention because players don't want to have to give away money for things like that. And it's something that these players can control. They can go out and get the vaccine, but like no one's holding them back from getting this vaccine. And if they don't control what they can control, then that's on them. It completely is. I wouldn't have any sympathy for them if they sit there and complain about being fined for not getting the vaccine when it's readily available for them. So, I think the NFL has taken the right steps, to keep the vaccine available. I think they've taken the right steps to kind of mitigate as much as they can, the spread, of COVID, but we'll see in the end about how society and how, players being part of the society handle it.
Look, at the end of the day, to me, it boils down to when you start affecting your team, potentially because right. you are not being a responsible adult, right. I think that's when you're going to have a divide in the locker room, bro. I really think this is going to get interesting. This is going to get ugly. And I think it gets a little bit worse before it gets better. And what I mean by that is I think it's going to take a couple of teams having to forfeit games. I think it's going to take a couple of teams having to not have their best players be out there on the field. And then they realize the significance of that. And then like you said, then you understand what your role is in society and what your role is in making this world a safer place. At the end of the day, man – it is rocket science, but it's not. Like, common sense is so freaking uncommon these days, man. So at the end of the day, to me, what we think is so simple and what we think is just, yeah, it makes sense. Unfortunately, man, there's a lot of the world that doesn't feel the same way that you and I do. As crazy as that sounds, it is the reality of the situation, Mike.
No, it is the reality of the situation, and it's going to be a constant thing. You know, I mean, the disinformation with anything these days is so immense that it's caused a great divide in our society about, you know, facts, which facts you want to believe. And like, look, you're like a congressman said years ago, I can't remember who said this, but look, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. Facts are facts. We need to get back to where we have a set of facts, and this is just what they are. Does it fit your worldview? Maybe not, maybe so, but these are the facts of the situation. The facts of COVID, you know, I think the CDC and Dr. Fauci and any, you know, doctor that has studied this and has had to fight this on the front lines, those are the people that I pay attention to. I'm not paying attention to Dr. Facebook or Dr. Twitter. So I think we have to get back to the way where everybody's operating on the same set of facts. And right now we certainly are not.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we're ever going to be dealing on the whole set of facts together, but I think we need to find some common ground, and hopefully cooler heads do prevail. Okay, so along those lines, I want to ask you a little bit about Seattle and the situation with the Seahawks. Russ is always a really, really good quarterback every year. We know that. But it seems like he's a better quarterback for, like, the first half than the second half. And I'm kind of wondering if it's because too much gets worn down with his team. The offensive line winds up breaking down a little bit. How do they do a better job of protecting Russ so that he can be a better quarterback in the second half of the season when, quite frankly, to me, that's when you want to be at your best?
That's a tough thing because it comes down to schemes and it comes down to the talent that you have on the offensive line. Let's face it, Russell Wilson's been running for his life for the better part of his career. And the offensive line and the schemes and the offensive talent that he has around him speaks to that. And so, you know, with the little bit of noise that he was making, coming out of Seattle this past off season, you know, with him possibly being traded or anything, it's, you know, I like that he made the noise that he did. It wasn't Aaron Rodgers' noise, but he's like, look, I'll look somewhere else if we don't address this. And Pete Carroll, in his infinite wisdom, you know, they're trying to address that. They got some other offensive linemen that are a little bit more talented. But in the end, now we got to think about the schemes and, you know, on a week-to-week basis, we got to think about the teams that they're playing. Does the team that they play on week 1, 2, or 17 have better defensive players and are going to make it difficult? So, you know, Seattle is a good squad. I don't know if they're the best squad in this division anymore. I think the Rams may have surpassed them, but it comes down to keeping Russell Wilson vertical and not on his back.
All right, so you just mentioned the Rams, and let's go there now, because now they got Matty Stafford, right? And maybe he'll be the difference maker, maybe he won't be the difference maker. Time will tell. He has good receivers now, maybe the best set of receivers that he's ever had. With that comes expectations. So I think that the expectations for Matt Stafford haven't ever been as great as they are right now. With that being said, is Matt Stafford the guy that can get the Rams over the hump? Like, in your opinion, are they really a Super Bowl caliber team with Matt Stafford being their quarterback?
I think they are a Super Bowl caliber team. Look, Stafford's always had a rifle for an arm. Like, his arm strength is not in question. Has he won a lot? No, but look where he was at. He was in Detroit, okay?
Purgatory, right? Yep.
And so, you know, there's been a lot of quarterbacks that gone through Detroit and haven't won. Obviously, he's one of them. But you put talent, I don't know, you put talent around a talented quarterback, and your chances increase dramatically. And the Rams, they'll spend money to improve their team. They're not, you know, a team on the cheap, so to speak. So I believe the Rams win that division. I think San Francisco comes in behind them. I think Seattle finishes third, and I think Arizona brings up the rear.
Yeah, I haven't been very impressed with what I saw with Arizona. And by the way, they wound up not being able to play their final preseason game because of the COVID issues, right, with the Tennessee Titans and things like that. So, you know, one less game in general, and then you actually get even one less game because of a COVID situation. I agree with you, man. I think that the first few weeks for the Arizona Cardinals, it's going to look pretty messy, bro. It's not going to look pretty. It really isn't.
Yeah, Kingsbury to me is on the hot seat. I'm like, look, they spent some money on some talent, and it's one of those things where, you know, if you're going to spend this kind of money, you better be showing the results of spending that money.
So, kind of my point to you, like when we were talking the other day off the air about Chip Kelly and what he has done at UCLA, and then when he was at Philadelphia in the NFL. Before that, obviously, Oregon got him the opportunity. They thought they found lightning in a bottle, bringing this guy to the NFL. I really, really feel very similar when I talk about Cliff Kingsbury, man. These guys run a college offense in the NFL. And I said it to you the other day off the air. It's like they try to trick people. That works for a while, and you think you found something, but sooner or later, these defenses in the NFL, they're just too damn sophisticated, man. Like, these guys are just too good. So you can't run a hokey-poke offense against a world-class defense. It just doesn't work, man.
No, it doesn't work, and you're right with the defensive coordinators. Most of these defensive coordinators in the NFL, they've been around in the NFL for a long time. They have figured out how to stop what I like to say from time to time with the Kingsburys of the world that come from college. And let's remind ourselves, Kingsbury was not very, it's not like he was winning national championships at Texas Tech.
Right. Okay? Right.
Like, so, yeah. You know, they'll figure out a way to stop a kind of a gimmicky kind of offense. The defensive coordinator as well.
I agree. I mean, I just think that these guys, their days are numbered in this league because of the fact that they're trying to fool people instead of beating you with X's and O's, man. It comes down to that at a certain point. Just go out there and make better plays than other teams. Don't try these rinky-dink plays. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do, which is parting shot time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
They scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake being chased. Matthews got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. It is caught. Amendola at the 20. Shakes him in at the 10. Danny to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in. Slipped the defender. Took it to the house. That's big. Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got carry on to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Sal!
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction.
I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we do come back in the wee hours of the night, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. At this time, we always do our parting shots. Before we do that, you can always follow us. Check us out for Mike, Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
You know, we started the show off with you talking about your golf game. Imagine spending $393,300 on a putter. That's what somebody did at a Golf Age golf auction on Tiger Woods' old 2002 Scotty Cameron backup putter. It's a backup putter. It's not even the one that he would use all the time, but it sold for $393,300. Be nice to have that kind of change just sitting around, just burning a hole in your pocket, wouldn't it?
Yes, and you know what's kind of crazy that you just said that? Now it all makes sense to me what Sue Wooster and her husband were talking about when we were talking about crazy things that have happened on a golf course and this and that, and they're like, did you hear about the crazy putter situation, da-da-da, and I kind of didn't know what they were talking about, so thank you very much for helping me out. My parting shot is about the U.S. Open tennis, bro, which we did not talk anything about. It's here. It's upon us. Enjoy it for the next couple weeks, people, because you're going to see some great stuff out there in New York. For Mike, For John, for Scott, I'm Andy saying peace. We'll catch you next time on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.